Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Wesley Wildman and Ray Pritchard, raised in Kansas City. We're in Tupelo, and in Tupelo with us now, Fred got out of the chair, and Chris Woodward stepped in. How you doing, Chris?
Good morning.
And he promised me over the break that this was not going to just be another day for him. This is going to be his best Tuesday on the radio, and he's brought one of the most important stories of the day.
I'll take that and raise you one.
Okay.
This is going to be the best Tuesday I've done this month.
You know what? Oh, I see what you did there. You had me going there for a minute. Now, but I tell you what, I like that attitude.
Oh yeah,
huh?
I did get a degree from the People's University.
You tackle the day, Chris.
I try.
You just wait for the first
right,
story.
Ray?
That's it. I like it.
When you're 5 foot nothing and you got a lot of heart, you tackle everything.
That's right. He's sorted through the stories, and when we thought we had every story covered,
right. Well, we do have this one.
We do.
Speaking of pestilence, mm-hmm. Over to you, Chris.
Yeah, we're talking about Revelation in the last hour with Randy. This sounds like something from what went down in
Egypt.
All right,
you tell us about it. Ray, you can be the first to comment on this story right here.
All right.
Go ahead, newsman Chris.
Yeah, this is the Fox headline, Cicada Invasion, Trillions of Noisy Flying Insects to Swarm U.S. for First Time in 221 Years. Apparently, there's going to be two different broods of cicadas. Something that has not risen from the ground simultaneously since Thomas Jefferson was president. The list goes on there. The South is one of the areas that is expected to see a lot of these critters, bugs, insects.
All right, go ahead, Ray.
Now, I wouldn't know about this except in 1989, 35 years ago, my wife and I moved up to Chicago where I took a pastorate of a church in Oak Park, Illinois. And one of the things they told me is get ready for the cicadas. Mm-hmm. I said, the what? I never even heard the term before. The cicadas are coming. Because, and Chris, this relates to your story. What's happening here is there are two different breeds. Mm-hmm. Is that the right word? Two different varieties of cicadas. The 13-year kind and the 17-year kind. And the 17-year kind are mostly up in the Midwest, mm-hmm. in the Chicago area, and it happened that in the spring of 1990, into the summer, all of a sudden, Tim, these are.
What do they look like?
Well,
I would say crickets.
Yeah, that's
crickets and locusts. It's like a cricket and a locust had a baby.
Oh. and they buried the egg in the ground, and the egg stayed there for 17 years. And then in the spring of 1990, all of a sudden, the earth began to move. Mm-hmm. Everywhere under your feet in Oak Park, you could see cicadas, you could hear them. And they don't last too long. They sort of come out and do their thing, and then they die. Mm-hmm. And you don't see them again for 17 years. But what's happened is, Tim, there's another variety, the 13-year variety. And I guess this is what's happening. Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but here in 2024, now they said this because these are two prime numbers. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I've forgotten what prime numbers are. But there's the 13-year variety and the 17-year variety,
right.
And they never hit on the same year except once every 215 or 17 years. The last time it happened was when Thomas Jefferson mm-hmm. was president.
Yeah, I've shared a link to what we're discussing on our Facebook page. I'll put it in the comments section as well. If you will click on that link, scroll down, and you'll see a map of the United States where all these bugs are supposed to be an issue for us in the not-too-distant future.
Now, just so you know,
I got a lot to say about this, sure. But you go ahead, Wesley.
All right. Well, I've only got one thing to say about this. The one thing I got to say, for those in Mississippi, if you call this a locust, you're going to get called out by me. Okay? I've been called out because it's not a locust. It's a cincadus. Okay?
It's not a locust.
It's not a locust.
What?
It's a cincadus. That's the name of it, right? Am I saying it right?
Cicada.
Cicada. Let's go with... So cicadas is the correct word. And by the way, on a more serious note, a couple of years back, we had these in close to our house, and you could walk outside at any point in the day, and you could hear the racket that they were putting off. Mm-hmm. And I called my neighbor who lives a little over 3 miles from me. It's the first I noticed it. And I said, "What is that noise? Do you hear that?" It's a constant noise. Like, it didn't go away. And it was, once you heard it.
Was it louder than crickets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's one of those noises that if you're distracted and you never heard it the first time, it's kind of background noise. Mm-hmm. But then once you notice it, you can't unnotice it. And it's a constant. So I called him. I said, "What is that noise?" He was like, he went outside and listened for a second. He said, "Oh, yeah, yeah." He meant cicadas, mm-hmm. but he called it locusts at the time. But once you hear the sound that it makes, you can't unhear it. And it's a constant.
So it's not locust, Ray.
It's not locust. But what Chris said, it's kind of like what would happen if crickets and locusts got together.
When a cricket and a locust love each other very much. Yes.
Well, cicadas. Okay.
They're coming. They are coming.
All right. So if you tell your wife the cicadas are in the backyard, she's going to say, "Well, tell them to come back. I'm not dressed."
That's right.
I'm looking at. Is this going to be all over the country or just in some regions now of the country? This one.
I can answer that. Looking at the map that Fox has, it has some parts of Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas, Louisiana, pretty much on over east. Michigan, especially the Upers up there near Canada, you'll be scot free here. New York.
So when does this start now?
Oh, in the coming weeks.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm looking at a story out of Ohio from Ohio State University, and they show you how to barbecue these things. Mm-hmm. You put them on a grill.
That's right.
Looks like to me.
Barbecue? Would you eat a barbecued cicada?
I would do it to say that I did it.
Yeah.
I
dip it in hot sauce.
That's it. Hey, you put some Chick-fil-A sauce on it, it'll be all right.
Listen,
I'll cover it with chocolate, maybe. I don't know.
I'll take a chance on food every once in a while, but I don't know. Something to hibernate for 17 years, grilling it and cooking it.
They don't live for more than a month and a half or so.
That's sad.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. You think you sleep for 17 years?
17 years.
You come out for spring and you get a 1 month. Yeah. Your lifespan.
For those in the area, and this may be the case in other parts of the country, but if I've been outside many times and they like to crawl on pine trees and they leave their scale like a snake would, so you'll see the scale of it on the side of a tree.
Well, so the cicadas are coming, mm-hmm. and it's any day now. Is that right, Chris?
Yes.
And a large swath of America on this one, huh?
Oh yeah.
You have the 17-year and the 13-year variety, huh? Right.
Here's the map,
right,
man.
Right. And it's that. It's going to happen again in 2022.
Kind of like an eclipse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just comes every 20 years or so, 17.
If you're listening to us in Memphis, you're going to have this. If you're in the Mississippi Delta,
it looks
you're
like it
have
runs
it.
From like,
Illinois.
It looks like it runs
Indiana.
From Wisconsin down to Texas, mm-hmm. and then over into the southeast part of the country for the most part.
And we're past April Fools, too.
This could this cause even more right. people to go to
this
Florida.
We're not pulling an April Fool's here.
Yeah, Florida looks like Florida doesn't have any. Yeah. They're not expecting any cicadas. So Ron DeSantis may be welcoming more people.
Well, that's what happens when you do things the right way.
Yeah, that's right. Florida. Even the cicadas stay away
until you get to August, and then you got hurricanes.
Yeah, that's true.
No place is safe on this.
It'll be
this globe. All right, what's your next story, Chris?
Well, cicadas, from cicadas to self-driving semi-trucks. A lot of people are unaware of this. I think more people are familiar with the idea of self-driving cars, and companies have been testing those vehicles for a while now in big cities like San Francisco.
Hold on a second. Let me survey the panel here.
Okay.
Does anybody, Ray, Chris, Wesley, I don't, Brent Creeley, our producer, does anybody know anybody that has a self-driving car?
No, I don't. I don't know anybody.
Anybody?
No.
Okay.
I do not.
Okay, go ahead.
Not personally. But this issue here, and it's a New York Post article that I'll share in a moment. Self-driving semi-trucks are the future of U.S. transport, and they've already hit the road. A Apparently, a couple of companies, big tech firms, Aurora Innovation and Kodiak Robotics, have been working on getting some semi-trucks, self-driving semi-trucks, between Dallas and Houston, which is a distance of a couple of hundred miles, and they've been running goods up and down the highway there, and it's a test. They're
already doing this?
Yes.
Where?
Between Dallas and Houston. A new class of self-driving trucks will hit the road solo, sans human chaperones, as two major
A new class is opposed, opposed to the old class.
Yeah, it has been tested somewhat thus far. The firm now plans to have 20 autonomous vehicles operating a 240-mile stretch of road between Dallas and Houston.
What do you think about that, Ray?
You know, I'm going to have to think twice next time I want to drive from Dallas to Houston.
You got a ghost.
I know.
Driving a truck.
That causes a wreck in and of itself.
Right.
You're looking to see, wait, what just happened?
You're going to rubberneck that.
Do they set up a mannequin or something where the driver should be?
Got like a COVID mannequin for the stands. Paper doll.
Let me ask you this. Are 20 years from now, are we going to have, are the roads going to be filled with driverless automobiles?
Probably.
I would say a sizable chunk of cars in
Seriously?
Years will be self-driving, yes.
Each individual opinion here.
Okay, so my response to that is that technology and advancement has its place and its benefits. However, when it's done at full scale and the removal of humans, it fails every time. And just one quick example, because it's recent. Look at self-checkout. We covered this story a couple weeks back. Self-checkout, when it was done on a mass scale, it failed. For different reasons. They're unforeseen and things you can't predict, but if you remove humans from the equation altogether, it fails.
Let me tell you, Hollywood stories. Okay, I'm skeptical that Americans will convert to this automated, what do you call it? Self-driving automobiles?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, here's the reason. Is that, number one, people are scared. Do you want to get in a car where you have absolutely no control? I don't care what kind of computer system they say is flawless or whatever. Most people don't want to get in an automobile and give up control of their driving ability.
Right.
Secondly, people like to drive. A lot of people, they enjoy the driving. Third, is that if you say you're going to not be able to drive, that's related to the second reason. I just think people are going to be really skeptical about trusting a car that they have no control over. I guess you could have a car with self-driving when you want to be, like in, quote, autopilot mode.
Tesla does allow you to override the autopilot feature.
Yeah, you're going to have to give people that option when they want to. But anyway, so already in the U.S., we have 18-wheelers operating between Houston and Dallas that are driverless trucks.
Yeah. Founded in 2017 by former Uber execs, Google self-driving project and Tesla, Aurora has been training its driverless rigs in Texas since 2020.
How do you train a driverless one, though, with no driver?
All right.
You tell Optimus Prime to go over there.
I got one got two other words for people who think we're going to convert to driverless automobiles. The metric system, which is actually three words. Yeah. The metric system. Remember, okay, Ray, you do.
I do.
Maybe the others in this room. But we children of the 60s and 70s were told.
That's right. Got to learn metric.
Because America's going to
convert. It's what the whole world is doing.
And America's going to convert.
Right.
Right? And you know what? America didn't convert over to the metric system. Why? Because we have football.
That's exactly right.
Nobody's going to say Tom Brady passed for 700 meters.
Okay? That's right. We don't even know what that is.
Nobody's going to say Albert Pujols hit a 20-meter home run.
That's the whole 8.22 meters.
No, we're not doing that.
No.
No. Huh? No.
We're going with feet.
You can take a lot of stuff from us, but not
right.
that.
No, we're going with feet. We're going with miles. huh? We're not going to switch over to
America.
It's America.
That's right. First down. 10 yards, friends. 10 yards.
That's it.
That's
not
right.
3 meters.
It's a game of inches, guys, not centimeters.
And what a pass by Brady for 3 meters. No, we're not doing that.
No.
Okay.
Whatever happened to Lincoln Chaffee? You remember him? He ran for the Democratic nomination in 2016, former Republican.
What happened to him? I don't remember.
He was a big proponent of metric system, and he got mocked.
Well, that's why you don't hear from him again anymore.
Exactly.
Huh? You start championing the metric system, your political aspirations are dead in this country.
You're done. You're finished.
Former governor of Rhode Island, he was.
Yeah.
Which is not an island. But
go back to England if you want the metric system.
Right. You go. That's right. Right. Just go back to where you came from.
That's right.
All right. What's your next story, Chris?
Oh man, we've got so much. I don't want to leave anything out. You guys did Michael Rappaport in the earlier show. So let's do this. Fox had a story out today that involves Bill Gates, which everybody knows he has a big foundation. And they have been pouring money into all kinds of liberal and leftist causes. Fox had a story out today. I'll share the link here in a moment. Apparently, a group called Parents Defending Education has determined that Bill Gates' money funded efforts in Washington State that claimed outrageous things such as teaching math principles is white supremacy. It sounds like this is one of those things where it sounds like an April Fool's joke, or it sounds like something from the Babylon Bee. But I can tell you from AFN.net, we have been covering outrageous things like this where teaching math is racist, and therefore we need to change how we do stuff.
Who does this? Where? Oh,
this is happening in Washington State.
Well, there you go. I mean, they got 7 sane people in the state of Washington. They live in Sunnyside.
Yes. And to across the border, this is just happening today, and we've previewed this a little bit. We'll follow up later today and tomorrow or this week. Oregon has gone back to actually recriminalizing drugs. They were one of those states that said,
you know what? No wonder the central and eastern parts of Oregon and Washington want to leave and join Idaho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Because Seattle and Portland have whacked out communists, Ray.
They've lost their minds.
Yeah. And in Portland, I know they're trying to reverse themselves a little bit because they've had these open air drug usage.
Oh.
And you got homelessness, going nuts over there, and crime's out of control because these utopian, quote, progressive liberal ideas don't work. They don't work. And it's leading to a serious decline in the quality of life. In Seattle and in Portland, mm-hmm. in particular, in San Francisco, it's lost. I mean, that's you read about what's happening in downtown San Francisco. These stores that have been around in downtown San Francisco for 100 years, 50 years are closing. They're leaving. Have you read about this?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's anyway. So anyway, go ahead. Next story.
One other thing here. You guys did not get into the minimum wage for fast food. Some fast food workers with Fred, correct?
We did not.
I was in and out of the show, monitoring the show and doing some other stuff in the newsroom prior to coming in here and swapping out. Starting this week, California is now requiring some fast food restaurants to pay workers at least $20 an hour. And I say some fast food workers because it is written in the law to where California says if you are a fast food chain that has at least 60 locations nationwide, you, the owner of that franchise, have to pay somebody at least $20 an hour to work in that fast food restaurant, which, of course, is going to cause
What about stores that have less than 20 or 60 stores?
Like a
companies.
Yeah, they are not impacted yet, but that's one part of this story. We're going to hear far more about this year because those employees at those places not paying at least $20 are going to start asking
for it. This principle is true across the country. If you have to pay, the more you have to pay your employees, the more your product goes up. And listen, a minimum wage, federal minimum wage law has been around forever. And I understand the reason for that. I mean, I was a minimum wage employee.
I was, yeah.
We all were, right, at one time.
Right.
And I appreciate it. Everybody appreciated it. I think when I started, it was like $3.50 or something like that. What is it? $10 now?
It's $7.25 nationwide.
Now?
The federal one.
Several? Anyway, that won't even buy a gallon of gas, hardly.
Right.
But anyway, but you start making companies pay $20 an hour for every employee. McDonald's, for example, or Wendy's, their hamburgers are going to be double.
Right, and that's one part of the story, because franchise owners are the ones that are paying the employees,
yeah,
not McDonald's.
That's unfair to McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King, these
Chick-fil-A,
other companies.
What have you.
Because they're forced to pay more just because they have how many?
They have at least 60 locations nationwide.
Okay, well, that's not going to work, okay?
Yeah.
They're going to rescind that in California because that's not going to work.
Now, bear in mind that at the beginning of this year, the minimum wage overall went up to $16. And then they went ahead and said, well, we're going to make
some. What, you mean in California?
Yes. And then they went ahead and said, well, some fast food workers are going to get it. And this is where it gets really confusing, and God bless the person that runs a business in California, because you're already dealing with higher regulations, utility prices, all these things. Now you got to pay people $4 more to work an hour to flip a burger. Here's where it gets really confusing, and I would say laughable.
That was pretty demeaning right there, because I flipped burgers.
I don't think
before,
so.
Chris,
I think you just keep going, Chris.
We did. I worked at Burger King, and we burger flippers.
We got to stand together.
We're taken for granted.
Okay.
But anyway, I understand what
I
you're saying.
My comment.
That was hurtful.
But I'm sorry. I'm sorry if any of our listeners were offended. That was inappropriate.
You're making a point, though.
Here's where it gets really confusing. If you work at a place that bakes bread, fresh bread, you are, according to the Department of Industrial Relations, exempt from this requirement. So imagine a place that bakes and sells bread. They don't have to pay somebody $20, but the McDonald's next to them in the shopping center has to start paying $20.
So, well, I got two words for you, Chris.
All over the place.
Here are the two words. Leave California.
Yes.
That's all I got to say about that. That's a mic drop moment right there. You know what? Again, like Washington State, like Oregon, California is lost to the liberal loonies. And so they're going to continue to come up with ideas that are destructive to their economy. Mm-hmm. And I guess they'll just have to learn the hard way, like they are with crime in those big cities out there, especially San Francisco and Los Angeles. They're just turning criminals out into the street. Violent criminals. They don't even put them in prison. I'm speaking generally, because the lax enforcement of the laws out there. Next story, I don't want to talk about California, Oregon, or Washington anymore, Chris.
Well, I will.
We only got 3 minutes. So.
Speaking of the economy, you might need a bump in pay to start paying for your gas. And I bring this up because some people.
More good news from Chris Woodward,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen.
I have a PhD in doom and gloom.
Yeah.
And sometimes
yeah.
I say things I shouldn't. But yeah, anyway,
right.
Do be advised that if you are taking a trip anywhere, especially in the next couple of weeks with a lot of people on the road to see the eclipse here, gas is going up. This has been an issue for a while. So do to plan accordingly. Look at various apps to help you find the cheapest prices. But today's national average is $3.53. A month ago, it was $3.33. We're not even in the busy portion of the year yet. It will be $4 and up come the summer.
Yeah, Chris, I'm give you an assignment for tomorrow.
Okay.
I want you to do one happy news story.
I can do that.
That everybody claps their hands and says, amen.
So okay.
You do that? I know you're not Captain Gloom and Doom.
Yeah.
Locust.
I can do that. No, I can do that.
Cicadas.
Cicadas, locusts.
Give us a – just find a place in America where gas prices went down today.
Okay.
You're not going to find that.
There you go. Chris is right.
Actually, I'm not at this point scheduled to be on for Wednesday, but I'll do it Thursday.
All right. It's going to be a happy Thursday by Chris Woodward.
An update of 8 days of hope or something, right?
Sunny, yes. Sunny days and Mondays.
Yeah. Always. All right. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Okay.